सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। In the previous class, spoke about the karma. Karma means kar means tax. No, ma means no. Know that you have to pay the tax. I can get away not paying the tax to the government, but nobody can get away without paying the tax to the creator. Creator, we have an obligation to give it back. It's a karma. In the karma also, last week I mentioned, if I throw a ball against the wall, it bounces back. It bounces back quickly. But this karma, what we do, it need not have to come back immediately. That every action has a reaction. Whatever we do, there is a counter reaction. It need not have to come immediately. It may come immediately, or it may take few lives or few centuries. The last week I mentioned one lady in Edgar Casey's book, if you read, he was there around late 1800s and up to mid 1900, up to 1945 he was there. He was born in a Christian family and had educated in the Bible thoroughly. But he, its passion is hypnosis and psychology, psychiatry. And he used to go into trance and give solutions for thousands of people. What medical science could not give an answer, he could able to give, and he could able to recommend. Go to that doctor, he will fix. You have this problem. And he sometimes he won't see the patient, but if he has the picture, and he will analyze based on that one, thousands of miles away. Used to analyze, and the medical science did not agree, and his way of diagnosis, and also church groups, they did not believe that when he talked about previous lives, that it is against the Christian belief, and they also did not agree with him. But it's in the New York Times, he was a silent bestseller. His books were silent bestsellers for years. It's one of the ladies, she had severe pain in her rib cage, and all the expert doctors could not diagnose. And when she came to Edgar Casey, and he said she was it's a queen, one of the queens of violent King Nero, about 2000 years back, he had a habit of pushing the people into a lion cage. If he did not like someone, he used to push them into a lion cage, and he used to enjoy if lion eating that person. This lady, she was besides him, and once when he pushed the person into the lion cage and started tearing off the rib part, she started clapping and laughing. Because of that, that unseen, that pain, pain was there. And, another lady, she had the problem of allergy. Come springtime, severe hay fever problem. Lot of allergy. And he told the solution, that lady, she was a chemistry professor in the previous life. And she used to enjoy releasing the toxin gases to the students, and seeing their coughing and suffering, she used to enjoy. Because of that, she developed the rashes, allergy, severe allergy problem. Some food, she can't eat some food, and wherever she gets near some tree, she used to get allergy. Because of that, that allergy problem developed. And he also said, one lady had a beautiful hands. And for advertising, people used to take the photo of her fingers for nail polish and all. And she said, she went to that person and she said, I did not do much, but the people, media is after me, and they gave me plenty of money. What is the reason behind this one? It is, they treat my hand is something special. And she said, in the previous life in Ireland area, she, with the homeless people, she did lot of work. Selflessly she used to work. Feed the homeless people. Spent lot of personal time. Because of that, she developed things are coming to her unasked. So much of time she spent for others, and things are started coming unasked. And because of that, she developed beautiful hands. In the karma theory, whatever you do, it counterbacks. But how to get over that one? That action, reaction. Action, we don't know whether we are reacting or acting. We don't know that one. And everyone does action, but result is depends on the motive behind that one. And if I ask for a donation, reluctantly you can give, or happily you can give, or whinging and cringing you can give, or you can abuse me. That you may give that one reluctantly, or with the get lost, and you may give that one. But end result, I have got money, you have given money, but what is the intention behind that one? Karma theory, it says, what you do is not important, and what is the motive behind that one is important. How you do is important. What you do is not important, how you do. And people say, I work here, I work here, I do that job, this job. What job you do is not important. What is the intention behind that one? It plays a role. In the karma theory, in the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about that sattvika, the leader, the person who won't do the action such a way that there is no stigma attached to that one. How to do that one? The sattvika person, great leader, great inspirer, how he or she does. Repeat after me. Mukta sango,
mukta sango,
na aham vadi,
na aham vadi,
kriti utsaha,
kriti utsaha,
samanvitaha,
samanvitaha,
siddha asiddho,
siddha asiddho,
nirvikara,
nirvikara,
kartasa,
sattvika
uchyate.
Sattvika uchyate.
The great leader, great master, how he or she does. Mukta sango, no attachment. No attachment, does the action without any attachment. Mukta sango, na aham vadi, no arrogance. I did that one, I did that one. I take the yoga class, I did that one. No arrogance of action. Mukta sango, no attachment with anyone. And aham, no, na aham vadi, no arrogance. Mukta sango, na aham vadi, dhriti utsaha. That person, full of determination, knows what he or she is doing, not a reckless action. And dhriti, focused life, focused in life, and full of utsaha, full of energy. Not lack of energy, not without any direction. Dhriti, utsaha, samanvitaha, balanced, siddha, asiddho. Thing can go as planned, do not go as planned. Still, it's a balanced. Nirvikara, not affected with the success or failure. Karta, that type of person, when he does, sattvika uchyate, that person goes to the greater, prospers. That person inspires many people. You have to do the action such a way that no stigma is attached. On the other token, it's a rajasa, how he is doing, it's a ragi. So much of attachment. Attachment for the results, attachment to the family people, attachment to the children. These attachment will not allow that person to blossom in the life. So much of attached to things, material things, family, and surroundings, they pull that person down. That won't help that person to help in inner unfoldment. Ragi, karma, phala. It's so much of attached to the outer its results, and full of anger, full of so much of greedy. That person is so much of greedy, so much of it's attached and arrogance. And sometimes that person is very happy when things go as planned, and depressed when do not go as planned. That type of action, it's a rajasa karma. That karma binds that person. And another type of person, tamasic type of person, how he or she does, it is ayukta, not an integrated person, unreliable person, very shata, it's very cunning person, and does the things hook or crook, doesn't matter, and no regard for others, no regard, do not care about the others, do not care about the higher things in life. That tamasa, reckless action, and vishadi dhirga sutricha. If you do some task to that person, procrastinates. 100 times you have to chase that person. We see that one in the outer world also. You have to chase that person. Always dull person. No, it's energy. You have to talk to that person, motivate that person 100 times, still reluctantly, unwillingly, cursing that person does. That type of karma pulls that person. There is no benefit in doing that one. And it says, what you do is not important. How you do, what is the motivation, motive behind that one. That karma uplifts. Karma, Sri Krishna talks about action. The same action can bind one person or liberate that person. How to do that one? In the yoga, it says, do the action full of joy, full of delight, full of energy, with great, it's a focus in your life, without attachment, do that one. It will, the same action will liberate you. And the motive behind that action is very important. Lie down on your back.